March 23. Behold his solicitude. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Ephesians 6:11. Stormy times are before us. The earth is corrupt and will increase in corruption. But you may have perfect trust in Christ, notwithstanding the violence, the crime, the appropriation by men of money to which they have no right. There is a God who is king over the universe. We are his children, not the subjects of capricious fate. We have, yes, you have, as you read the words of encouragement spoken by Christ, a sacred promise that will renew the springs of hope. You may rejoice in a living Savior. He is our risen Lord. His promises are for all who will receive him. The divine lesson in the Word of God show us that the whole man is to be treated respectfully. The powers of mind, the strong passions, are not to be crushed as enemies, but are to be brought under the control of Christ, harnessed for his service. Clothed with the whole armor, we are to do battle for truth and righteousness. All our powers are to be consecrated to the purest ends. Christ came to redeem humanity. He is interested in all our actions. He desires to mold and fashion us after the divine similitude. Not until every case is decided will Christ be at rest. I have been permitted to behold his solicitude and the great love wherewith he has loved us. I have not a doubt in regard to the past leadings of his providence in the history of our cause. I should be as guilty as the children of Israel could I not learn lessons from the reproofs that God gave them. Disobedience must and will be punished unless men and women turn from transgression and sin and make their weakest points their strongest through continual watch care. Darkness will become light through obedience. Christ has given the message, full of the blessings of his power. He came to redeem humanity, and he will continue to send message after message to save his flock from satanic delusions. He will not cease to send his messages until the redeemed universe shall be at rest. Letter 100, March 23, 1906, to Brother and Sister Stephen Belden, aged self-supporting workers.